Generalized anxiety disorder. Overview. It's normal to feel stressed occasionally, especially if your life is complicated, hectic and stressful. However, excessive, ongoing stress and anxiety and stress that are difficult to manage and interfere with daily activities may suggest generalized stress and anxiety disorder. It's possible to develop generalized stress and anxiety disorder as a child or an adult. Generalized anxiety disorder has signs that resemble panic disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and other kinds of stress and anxiety. However, they're all various conditions. Living with generalized stress and anxiety disorder can be a long-lasting challenge. Often, it takes place together with other stress and anxiety or state-of-mind disorders. In many cases, generalized anxiety disorder improves with psychotherapy or medications. Changing ways of life, finding out coping abilities, and utilizing relaxation techniques can also assist. Rebecca Smith, clinical hypnotherapist. Speckalingsing in weight loss, IBS, Women's Health. https://norwestwellbeing.com. O. Paul Smith, clinical hypnotherapist specialist in treating anxiety. https://norwestwellbeing.com. R. Signs of generalized anxiety disorder. Generalized anxiety disorder signs can vary. They may consist of relentless distressing or anxiety about a variety of areas that run out of proportion to the impact of the occasions, overthinking plans and options for all possible worst-case outcomes, viewing situations and events as threatening, even when they aren't. Trouble handling uncertainty. Indecisiveness and worry about making the incorrect choice. Inability to set aside or release a concern. Inability to relax, feeling uneasy, and sensation keyed up or on edge. Trouble focusing, or the feeling that your mind goes blank. Physical signs and symptoms might include fatigue, difficulty sleeping, muscle stress or muscle aches, trembling, feeling twitchy, anxiety or being easily stunned, sweating, nausea, diarrhea or irritable bowel syndrome, irritability. Sometimes, your worries don't completely consume you, but you still feel nervous even when there's no apparent factor. For instance, you might feel intense stress over your security or that of your loved ones or have an underlying sense that something bad is about to occur. Your stress and anxiety, worry or physical signs cause you significant distress in social, work or other locations of your life. Worries can move from one issue to another and may change with time and age. Signs in children and teens. Children and teenagers might have comparable worries to grown-ups but likewise might have excessive fret about performance at school or sporting events. Family members' safety. Being on time, punctuality. Earthquakes, nuclear war or other disastrous events. A child or teen with an excessive concern may feel excessively anxious to suit. Be a perfectionist. Renovate tasks since they aren't ideal the first time. Spend excessive time doing homework. Lack of confidence. Pursue approval. Require a great deal of peace of mind about performance. Have frequent stomach aches or other physical complaints. Prevent going to school or prevent social circumstances. When to see your doctor. Some stress and anxiety are regular, however, see your doctor if you feel like your stress is excessive, and it's disrupting how you function at work. It affects your relationship or other parts of how you live your life. You often feel depressed or irritable, you have issues with drinking or drugs, or you have other mental health concerns together with stress and anxiety. If you have suicidal thoughts or behaviors, look for emergency treatment instantly. Your concerns are not likely to disappear independently, and they might worsen over time. Attempt to seek expert assistance before your stress and anxiety become severe. It may be much easier to treat early on. Causes. Just like lots of mental health conditions, the reason for generalized anxiety disorder most likely emerges from a complex combination of biological and environmental factors, which might include differences in brain chemistry and function, genes, differences in the method risks are viewed, advancement and personality, Risk factors. Women are diagnosed with generalized stress and anxiety disorder more regularly than males are. The list below might increase the probability of establishing generalized stress and anxiety disorder. Personality. An individual whose temperament is shy or negative or who avoids anything dangerous may be more vulnerable to generalized stress and anxiety disorder than others tend to be. Genetics. Generalized anxiety disorders can run in families. People with a generalized anxiety disorder may have a prior history of considerable life changes, terrible or negative experiences throughout youth, or a recent terrible or unfavorable occasion. Persistent medical illnesses or other psychological health disorders may increase risk. Issues. Having generalized stress and anxiety disorder can be disabling. It can impair your ability to perform tasks rapidly and efficiently since you have problems if you need to concentrate. Take up your time to focus on other activities. Sap your energy. Increase your risk of anxiety. Generalized anxiety disorder can likewise lead to or intensify other physical health conditions, such as gastrointestinal or bowel problems, such as irritable bowel syndrome or ulcers, headaches and migraines, chronic discomfort and disease, sleep problems and insomnia, heart health issues. Generalized anxiety disorder typically takes place together with other psychological health problems, which can make medical diagnosis and treatment challenging and involved. Some mental health disorders that commonly coexist with a generalized anxiety disorder may be phobias, panic attack, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, anxiety, self-destructive thoughts or suicide, substance abuse. Prevention. There's no way to estimate for sure what will cause somebody to establish generalized stress and anxiety disorder. What we do know is you can take steps to decrease the effect of symptoms if you experience stress and anxiety. Get assistance early. Stress and anxiety, like many other psychological health conditions, can be harder to deal with if you wait. Keep a journal. Keeping track of your life can assist you, and your mental health expert can identify what's causing you tension and what appears to help you feel much better. Prioritize problems in your life. You can reduce stress and anxiety by carefully managing your energy and time. Prevent unhealthy use of substance abuse. Alcohol and drug use, nicotine or caffeine use can cause or intensify anxiety. If you realize you may be addicted to any of these substances, giving up can make you nervous. If you can't stop alone, book an appointment at Norwest Wellbeing. Hypnotherapy with a clinical hypnotherapist, qualified psychotherapist can help with dependences, anxiety and also depression. What are the six symptoms of GAD? Excessive worry, restlessness, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, irritability, muscle tension. What causes generalized anxiety disorder? There is no known singular cause of generalized anxiety disorder. Can a person with GAD live a normal life? Yes, a person with generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, can live a normal life. What is the 3-3-3 rule for anxiety? The 3-3-3 rule for anxiety involves the following steps. Look around and name three things you can see. Listen carefully and name three sounds you can hear. Move your body and touch three things you can physically feel. This grounding technique helps to divert your focus from anxious thoughts and bring you back to the present moment. Conclusion. If you're consistently experiencing overwhelming stress and anxiety that hinder your daily life, it may be an indication of generalized anxiety disorder, GAD. While it's common to feel stressed in a chaotic and demanding world, persistent and unmanageable anxiety might be a sign of a more significant concern. If you resonate with these symptoms, seeking professional help is essential. Don't hesitate to book an appointment and take the first step towards managing your anxiety effectively.